guys, this is Jolia, and today I have with me Nikki. And
hey, bitches.
I want to welcome you to my show, Pussycat Vibes. So today I want to kind of talk about holiday gifts in the workplace. So Christmas is just like basically around the corner, and just the other day, a teammate of mine decided to do this mass I am asking the group team if we want to chip in and basically got this little bobblehead for our team coach.
It's a bobblehead?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty okay, but I'm just like, it's
you
want to
get a bobblehead? I not guess you, but like...
I guess she think he would like it.
Who the fuck? Okay.
So, I'm just like, I kind of don't want to. It's not much. She's saying it's between $8 to $10. But I'm like, I kind of don't fuck with no one here for real, for real. Like, I'm cool with my coach, but I don't really want to chip in. And it's like, now that this mass I am is out, they can see that I looked at it.
So?
And I did respond. But I'm just like, okay, now I feel pressure. Like, oh, I have to get him this gift. Because when he went away on his little vacation some months ago, he came back and gave us all little keychains and stuff. Like, oh, okay. Woo-woo. But I'm just like, it's so uncomfortable.
Who the fuck wants a bobblehead?
I mean, I think he may like it. Well, she thinks that he may like
Who
it.
Who ever thought of getting someone a bobblehead? And secondly, I'm not finna know. How much is she asking?
Like between $8 to $10 per
From
person.
From how many people?
It's like 9 of us, 10
how
of us.
How big is this bobblehead?
Not that
it's
big.
It's a bobble.
And that's the thing. I'm like, well, what is a bobblehead? I'm not really like sociable at work with them. I mean, I like my coach and all.
First of all, you're not finna tell me to chip in. You're not telling me what to do.
I mean,
and it's a bobblehead, bruh. Like, it's not no cake. It's not no gift card. It's a bob. What the fuck is this man gonna do with a bobblehead? It's a man.
Yeah, he's gonna put him on his desk and just like let it bobble.
Bitch, get the goddamn bobblehead yourself. Like, for real.
And that's the thing. Like, she was going to order it yesterday because apparently yesterday her last day until January, whatever. But I'm just like, okay, now.
Her last day is in January.
No, just for the vacation trip. But she was going to come back and, like, drop off the gift and just kind of say, hey, this is from the team and have everyone's name in it.
Do you want to do something for them?
I wish she didn't, like.
Make you feel like pressure to do something.
That's the thing. I wish she didn't put in that I am at all. Like, I wish she just would have got it. Had, like, a card. We could sign a card or something. But I'm like, well, he's, for the most part, he's pretty cool. But I feel pressured.
The nigga don't want no bobblehead. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't nobody want no bobblehead. And then tell me who, have you ever run across a person that be like, ooh, I want this bobblehead?
Of no. me. That's supposed to represent me. Supposed to look like me. Like, she was trying to get the eye color right. She was like, well, what's his eye color? So we had like a little picture of him in the group chat with his eyes. I'm just like, what the hell? So me being me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to just.
That's weird.
So I don't
know. You want just what? What you planning on doing?
So me being me, I saw some people starting like chatting and saying, okay, yeah, I can do it. Da, da, da. So I was like, okay, well, what's the Cash App? Or, you know, what's the name for the Cash App?
How many people again?
It's like 10 or like 11.
And she asked you for how much money from each of you?
$8 to $10.
And you said it's how many of y'all?
Like 10 or 11.
So you telling me it's an $80 worth of bobblehead? Like, what? You're not getting shit from me.
Yes, I'm
it's
like,
it's a bobblehead.
And that's me. I'm like, let me see the receipt. Let me see the website where you're ordering it from. Let me
see everything. A bobblehead?
I mean, I get it. It's the thought that counts.
No, no, not that thought. Nobody wants a bobblehead. It's a bobblehead.
Some people are corny and they like
Who
stuff
wants
like
a bobblehead? Like, I get a doll, an action figure.
A trophy.
A trophy, a collectible. That is just weird. A bobblehead that's worth $80 that look like me. That's creepy. I don't want that shit on my desk. Because I'm going to look at you like, what?
So, and I'm like, okay, so me being me, I'm like, okay, let me just chime in and be like,
girl,
so what's
save
the Cash
your $8
app?
To $10.
But this is the thing. So I put in, what's the Cash App? Before I did that, she was like, you can either Cash App me or Zelle it to me, and then she put her number. So I'm like, with Cash App, you have to put in a name, right? You can't put in a number.
Or can you? You can't put in a name. It has to start off with the...
A name?
It has to start off with the dollar sign, and then whatever her name is on Cash App. But that sounds weird to me.
But just to verify, for Cash App, you can't do numbers. It has to be dollar sign name.
I think you can do numbers. Let me see.
Because I was like, okay, well, what's the name for Cash App? She looked at it, and a few other people looked at it, but nobody responded. So I'm like, okay, well, no one... What the
fuck if this bitch is scamming y'all? Like...
And that's the thing. Honestly, even though I don't really fuck with no one at the group, for some reason, I kind of don't like her. Like, when I first got there, she just seemed kind of real standoffish. So I'm just like... Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So, but I asked, what was the phone number? Oh, no, I asked, what was the name? But she didn't say nothing. And a few other people looked, but they didn't say anything. So I'm like, well, in this case, I'm not even about to try to chip in because y'all looked at my message.
Don't chip in nothing. Don't chip. An $80 bobblehead?
I guess
please tell me who the fuck wants a bobblehead and who is gifting someone a bobblehead.
I guess because you're customizing it, so I guess that's why that's
more money. It's corny. Corny. Yeah. And it's $80. That bitch trying to get $80 before Christmas. She goes. Yes, she's trying to get $80 for an $80 bobblehead.
And yeah, I'm real cheap, so I'm like, let me see the receipt.
$80 for a bobblehead? What the fuck does bobblehead do?
Bobble.
For $80. And you think that man gonna real life keep that shit on his desk?
I think he will.
Is he white?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to put no... Look, white people, look, if you're sensitive, you shouldn't listen. But I don't even think a white person is gonna keep that on their desk. It's stupid.
I mean, okay, well, what if someone got you, like, okay, I know you said it's a bobblehead, but what if it looked real bad, like real pretty red hair, little joint? And it's cute. Like, it really looked like you. Would you keep that bobblehead?
How much did you spend on the bobblehead, bro? Because you could have just gave me $80. I would have been way more satisfied with $80.
I mean...
than a bobblehead sitting on my desk.
I mean, I guess you can kind of look at it like an action figure.
$80? It bobbles. The head is huge, bro.
Well, I guess you gotta... Maybe it's less than $80, but, like, the shipping and handling comes up to, oh, my gosh, $80.
Okay. So, I don't care. It's still worth like at least 50.
I'm thinking
that man wants a gas car. Do he drive to work?
Yes. He drives
a
Jeep.
He wants a gas car.
He drives a Jeep.
He wants a gas car. He probably wants some liquor. He probably just wants a regular ass gift card.
Or better yet, we can get him another rock lamp. He has a rock lamp. No, I thought that was cool. Yes.
That's still valuable than a fucking bobblehead.
I thought you were going to say something about...
I was about to say something, but it was going to be offensive. But I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm going to get you a rock lamp for Christmas. It's going to be pink. You going to keep it?
Does it give me light, though?
A little bit. Just a smidge.
Is it supposed to, like, give me, like, good energy, good vibes?
Yeah, just kind of make you, like, just kind of mellow out. Just
well, zenful. I need this shit now.
I haven't found one that has pink light yet.
I don't care what color it is. I need something.
Me too.
$80 for a bobblehead.
But yeah, so now I just feel...
I don't give that girl nothing.
I felt pressured, but maybe I'll get him my own little gift. Like, here you go.
Tell give me. That man a gift card. $10. Boom. W. Done.
Right.
Who the fuck is giving somebody $80 for... worth for a fucking bobblehead? That's about this big?
Yeah. Maybe even a little smaller than that, but...
$80. You would think that shit is like a fucking valuable of a fucking baseball player.
Right, with the signature included.
See, I can get that, but a bobblehead of myself worth $80. Mm-mm. You couldn't get no cornier than that. You could have just gave me the fucking money.
No, they can get cornier than that, but...
Don't give me no $80. If I work for y'all and y'all gave me an $80 worth of bobblehead... I'd be like, look, I'll do of respect. Don't ever do that shit again. Take this back. Please get your money back.
Right. Do you have the receipt? Thought.
Matter of fact, give me the receipt so I can get the $80.
Right.
Who is it, y'all manager?
Our coach. Like, we have different teams in the center, and he's our coach.
What makes her so generous all of a sudden?
And yeah, that's the thing. I'm just like, I don't really see her being like a generous person for real.
That bitch is trying to scam y'all for $80.
Scamming in the workplace. That's what that's about.
At a fucking, oh my God, like a bank place type thing.
Right.
Fire this bitch.
Learn from the best. All right, you guys. So tell me what you think. Do you think it's worth it? Do you think gifts and Secret Santas in the workplace is okay? I think it's uncomfortable.
Actually, oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, the lady, my manager, she was like, did they stop doing, like, that little Secret Santa stuff? Because they would, like, do it, like, for a week.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be that same person, but they have to give you, like, a different gift every day. But it don't have to be expensive. And they stopped it because people was being so unoriginal, and it was just tacky because somebody literally... The lady who be talking the hole in my head, she was like, this one person literally gave me a box of cookies every fucking day. Or a box of wafers or something like that. I'm like, bitch, you
no,
know what?
Thank
take
you.
Your
right.
stale ass cookies because...
Like, it's okay. I don't even need it.
Don't even play...
You'd be better off just give me a card, a little like Walmart card or something.
It was like a box of cookies, or like it was just more and more every day. It was.
and it wasn't even chocolate cookies.
First
like,
of all, that's nasty. I wish the fuck somebody would give me chocolate.
No, that's acceptable. You can give me chocolate, a box of chocolate cookies every day.
Give me a box of chocolate cookies every day. All them shits will be in the trash.
Oh my God, just give them to
and
me.
And you being disrespectful. No, you being disrespectful.
Just give them to me. I think
no,
they're
trash.
Well, I guess that's like a no for us. Don't give gifts at the workplace.
No, because you don't even know me.
It's uncomfortable.
And nobody wants a bobblehead. Don't give nobody a bobblehead for
and
Christmas.
We're already, half of us already broke. Yes, it is.
And don't give nobody no bobblehead. Yeah. $80, my nigga. I can put that to a bill. Like, you sitting over here playing games, giving me a bobblehead.
No, she's playing games, probably, like you said, scamming us.
That bitch is trying to scam. Mm. Who is... What she look like?
She's like a tomboy. She's tall. Yeah.
Is she in our demographic?
Yeah, she is.
She like a nigga?
Well, she looks like a girl, but she makes me think of Bowser. You know what? Okay, I'm done at this
point.
Oh,
she's scamming.
You guys can just like leave a note, leave a little message, whatever you think.